Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I got a real quick question for you concerning the topic today. The FBI, once again, the unconstitutional agency, is out there terrorizing the American people. Matter of fact, I just did a church in Ohio, Warsaw, Ohio, and my friend that was a pastor there that showed up at January 6th, they decided to go and raid his home yesterday. Isn't this incredible, friends? What's incredible about it is not the bad guy being the bad guy, but the good guys allowing the bad guys to do what the bad guys do, because they don't have a lawful leg to stand on in doing so. That's what blows me away. And I would beg one question to those that have been listening to this ministry. And I say that not in an arrogant way. I'm not saying it to be cocky. I'm not saying it to be self-righteous. I'm saying it in the sense of, folks, we need to open our ears and open our eyes to see as to how we're being led in ministry, Romans 8:14, namely this one, concerning what's on the horizon. And I can even go a step further than that and say what's in the present even today concerning what's taking place, what's transpiring. Okay, how many times have I brought up Amos 6:3 to you? See, and I do this continuously over the years. Here we are again. Here we are again. Here we are again. Remember I told you about this 5 years ago? Remember the Lord was trying to shake us awake? Remember the message of the prophetic is prevention is better than cure? You know, why do people wait until the calamity or the destruction takes place before they actually take heed to it? Because at that point, it's too late. And defectors will tell you that from other countries, folks. Why do the American people wait until destruction takes place? Why do the people in this country suffer the abuses of the unlawful? Hey, folks, if they can conquer you, they can get you to submit to them, can't they? Well, let me tell you this. In spite of what's going on today, they have no lawful standing in what they're doing in terrorizing the American people. It's illegal. So why do the lawful stand back and allow the unlawful to do the things that they do? Let me go to Amos 6:3 real quick. Amos 6:3 tells us what? I've been on this for years. Keep going back to it. Okay, Lord, what are we going back to this for? What are we going back to this for, I'm asking? What are we going back to this for? Here we are again. Here we are again. Yep. That's that sort of ministry called the prophetic. It stays the course until it gets there. In either a blessed state or a state of rejection to destruction to those that rejected it. Now listen, you that put far away the evil day and caused the seed of violence to come near. How many times have we been talking about on this show, friends, it's going to come to your front door? It's going to come to your front door. It's going to come to your front door, but nobody wants to listen to it until it happens. Another translation, that was the King James Version, by the way. Berean Standard Bible says you dismiss the day of calamity and bring near a reign of violence. Because you refuse to deal with the corrupt and keeping my commandments, this is what's going to happen. They're going to end up on your front door. Let me give you another translation. New Living Translation. By the way, I'm weary of many translations, but this does apply and is applicable in context as to what the meaning is. This is the New Living Translation. You push away every thought of coming disaster, but your actions only bring the day of judgment closer. That is exactly right. That is exactly right. Here's another one. You put off the day of disaster and bring near a reign of terror. That's the NIV. Do you understand as to what's transpiring here? What's transpiring here, friends, is what Edmund Burke rightly stated, that if you're going to allow them to get away with it, they're going to continuously do it. And again, that is where we're at today, sad to say. I want to cover a couple things before we get to the main topic. Before we do that, I want you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want you to go to the top of the page, and what I want you to do is subscribe to that page. Also, go to the top of that page where you see SOL Radio Live. You can get us on social media platforms, or go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we're on the left side of that page, up on the top. The morning show is on the right with Tim Brown. sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want you to hear this. This is Nancy Pelosi. And again, I want you to remember and recollect what we have tried to share with you on this radio show. And that is, they don't have the people or the dominance in favor of what they're doing. This is a small majority of the people that are using the mainstream media, trying to blow up their numbers, bolster their numbers, and to try and to get the people that are in the majority to submit to the minority. This is how dictatorship operate. This is how they operate every step of the way. Okay? What I also want you to understand, folks, is we've told you this is why they're opening the floodgates to the immigrants in the United States of America, because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. I also made note, folks, that DeSantis, I also made note that Abbott, they're opening the floodgates to the illegals, and when they come into the United States of America, they're furthering the agenda that Joe Biden wants and the New World Order globalists want concerning a flood of illegals into America. And by the way, just so the bad guys know, this is the Lord bringing judgment upon a people, including yourselves, you just don't realize it yet, upon a people that will not take heed to his word. Leviticus 26, verse 15. And I also want to go back and I want to highlight the fact that, making another point to the point that I'm making here, that they're seeing a large number of people that have gotten the experimental jabs that are now just having to leave the workplace. One of the things that you're going to take note of is which Pelosi here, where she makes reference to the fact that we don't have enough workers in America, and that's why they're bringing the immigrants into America. Remember how I shared with you about a month ago? They're bringing them in to take the place of who? Those that took the experimental jab. Don't tell me we're not on, spot on, and we're not being led here, folks, because we are, over and over and over again. This is good for us if we take heed to it and put a stop to it. It's bad for us if we ignore it and let it go on, because it's only going to get worse. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to play that video for you right on the other side.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Okay, you guys all ready for this? This is Pelosi, and I want you to listen carefully as to what she has to say, because she's telling you exactly what we tried to warn you about, and here she is saying it right out of her own mouth.
We have a responsibility to secure our border. We also have a responsibility to recognize the importance of newcomers to our nation.
Right. Legally.
Now, the best thing that we can do for our economy is to have comprehensive immigration reform. We have a shortage of workers in our country, and you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
We need to have them pick the crops.
Mean that we don't recognize our moral responsibility.
She caught herself there.
Well.
Folks, I mean, is this incredible? So it's not like they're denouncing the fact that these illegals are coming into America. No, they're pulling them in. And DeSantis and that of Abbott are being praised for importing them into other cities in America. I just honestly, folks, at times I just got to ask myself, what is it with the American people that they don't understand? They fall for the cycle. They get new politicians popping up left and right. They think that they work for them when, in fact, they're not. They're planted. Let me say it again. They're not there by the choice of the people or the will of the people. They're there as plants. When the people need a hero, we will deliver him up, said Albert Pike. Oh, Bradley, that's just crazy. Come on. Everybody loves DeSantis right now. Here, let me show you something. And I caught this. And you can go ahead and tell me what your thoughts are on this. But to me, it's quite telling. And I get these all the time from DeSantis, and why that is, I have no idea, outside of the fact that we're in 157 cities. I suspect that they're looking for our approbation here, and we're not. We hold to the law. We don't hold to unconstitutional party systems, and we judge men by their fruit, because Christians are supposed to be fruit inspectors, Matthew 7:16. This is what I just received from DeSantis. We are just, look at 33 days, right? Masons are what? 33rd degree Masons, right? We are just 33 days from the election that will decide the future of Florida. Why did they highlight 33 like that? Because what they're doing, folks, is they are messaging. That's what they're doing. And I'm not going to get into all of that right now, but the fact of the matter is we need to wake up and understand that these people are planted. They are not there, again, by the will of the people. And this is why it's such a big deal in the United States of America concerning voter fraud, because the American people understood and understand what Stalin said. It doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. And we know, without a shadow of a doubt, that there's massive voter fraud going on in the United States of America. Folks, if they're really there to serve you and to uphold constitutional law, the mainstream media is going to demonize them to no end. I mean, for real. Okay? Demonizing them for real. Putting them in a bad light constantly. Okay? And also keep in mind, on the other side of that, for those that are bewildered by the Trumpisms that are going on right now, isn't it interesting that everybody's in jail right now but Donald Trump? Isn't that absolutely interesting? Does that tell you anything? He's getting all the attention that he needs, isn't he? And who's giving him that attention? Those that control the mainstream media. Who's that? That's the CIA. That's the CIA. Folks, they're dividing the American people. By the way, Donald Trump's not the president anymore, folks, of corporate America. And if you look at it in truth, under the scope of truth, neither is Joe Biden. And we know how he got there. And we can go all the way back to Obama. We can go all the way back to Bush. We can go back all the way. Folks, come on. Let's break this cycle. Let's get out of this 40-year cycle of going around the mountain over and over and over again. Let's take heed to the Word of God, and let's break that cycle. This is what I wanted to reinforce my last message with, that of Pelosi, when she said we don't have the workers. Remember how I just told you that there's a complete implosion going on across the country right now? Now, I don't want to bolster that. I don't want to fabricate that. I don't want to exaggerate that. But there are a lot of people that took the experimental jab that are now suffering the adverse side effects. So there's a lot of people in the workforce that were forced to get the shot. By the way, they weren't. They just didn't stand up and fight the right people. They bowed the knee. Instead of serving Christ, they served their masters. Because who they fear is who they serve, right? And it brings a snare, the book of Proverbs tells us. But what's interesting to know, folks, it tells us the Epoch Times reported hundreds of thousands of Americans, right on cue, by design, sought medical care after COVID-19 vaccinations. This is the CDC data. And just think about this, folks. With all the information that we have concerning that whole pandemic, they're still rolling out more vaccines for kids. And the parents are right there. And I'm not saying how many number, but I am saying, but the parents are right there to listen to everything their masters tell them. And they go right down to the clinic and they get their shot. And for the record, they're not free. You know, they can tell you they're free all day. I've seen a sign yesterday, come get your free shot. Folks, they're not free. I want to tell you who paid for those shots. You paid for those shots. The government, hey, folks, if it's really about our health, then why is it that they don't cancel out all of the bills of the American people that have fell to cancer or other diseases or sickness? No, because, folks, again, we're playing fools for ill-designing men if we just go along with this. That's not what it's about. They want to get something in your body. That's what they want. That's why they say it's free. And they don't want you to think any further than that. Because I know that there's a lot of people in the United States of America that think that when you come here, like the illegals right now, when they come into America, everything is free. No, someone's got to work for what they have. See, that's how you destroy a country, when people don't think any further than what they're told by the corrupt. And I want you to think of this, too, because this comes to my aid even now. Just think about all of the people that have been in Congress, that have been in Senate for years, for 30, 40 years, some of them. They're old. They're about ready to pass. They're cursing their posterity. Yet when you look at our forefathers, it was all set in place to bless their posterity. That's me and you. These people are living their lives because they think that they're going to just die and go nowhere. I'm here to tell you, you are absolutely incorrect. You are not just going to die and go nowhere. You are going to go sit and you're going to go stand before He who sits on the white throne, where the Bible says that men seek to flee away from Him because they're so terror-stricken. That's because He's such a holy, righteous judge. That's where they're going. And then at the end of judgment, they're going to bow their knee and they're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, regardless if they believe it or not. Folks, the fact of the matter is they've seared their conscience. I don't believe in God doesn't work with me. It's just idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book. They want to serve themselves. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble. Are men more ignorant than that of the devils? Well, I think some mean to be, but I'm not going to fall for it, just again for the record. Going to the next point here, how far is Disney willing to go? Oh my goodness, folks, we're done. We're done there. We've been done there for some time. We are not going to support, and I've written letters to the CEO. Of course he doesn't respond. Concerning the whole sodomite agenda, which is illegal in the United States of America. Some say, well, that's just way too far, and it's far enough, and you know, if they don't stop, I'm not going to support them anymore. You need to stop for that reason alone, because God condemns the very things that you're giving a green light to if you do support them. Okay, Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, Jude 1:7, read your Bibles. Okay. There's 33 references in condemning sodomites. And if you look in the book of Kings, you'll see that the righteous kings, rid their lands of the sodomites. And there was a reason for it. And I think we see that reason. But how far and how willing is Disney to go today? Did you know that Disney now just canceled a new release of something called The Little Demon? Do you know what the story is about? This coming from Disney. Share this video wide and broad. Disney just canceled a new release called Little Demon, and it's about a woman who was impregnated by Satan and her Antichrist daughter. I thought it wasn't about the kids. It's always about the kids, isn't it? That's where Satan goes. He loves to assail innocency, doesn't he? Why? Because they're the model of heaven. That's why. And whatever Satan himself can do to assail the Lord, the living God, that's what he does. And you would think that in America, the church knew better than to protect their kids from the likes of a Disney, or even sending their kids into a public school for that matter. But that's what they do. That's what they do. And then they wonder why they raise the harvest through their children that they do. Folks, parents across the country, you need to say no more to Disney in any sense of the word. No more to Disney. Disney just canceled a new release of Little Demon, I'm not making this up, about a woman impregnated by Satan and her Antichrist daughter. Again, you can't even make that up. If that is not telling as to who these people are, nothing will. Read John 8:44. Again, 2 Corinthians 11, 14 and 15 as well. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Julia's maximum sustained winds have increased to 45 miles per hour in the Caribbean Sea. That's according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. Julia was forecasted to pass near or over Colombia's San Andreas Saturday night on its way to landfall in Nicaragua on Sunday morning. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has signed off on an Independence Commission's recommendation to remove from U.S. military facilities all names, symbols, displays, monuments, and paraphernalia that honored or commemorated the Confederacy. Beginning on December 18, 2022, the Department of Defense will begin renaming assets across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Okay, so you've heard the saying, hell-bent. That's not an expletive. What you see in many facets of government today is those that are hell-bent on destruction. Folks, it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust, the Bible tells us. That means whatever sort of seed you sow, okay, or plant into the soil of the ground of your life, you're going to reap that which you planted, regardless if it's good or if it's evil. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. That is applicable to all of us, individually, societally, citywide, statewide, nationwide. It's true. But why is it that we have a people in our said representative, limited government, incumbent, that means they're in office, why is it that the American people stand back, again, with the question as to allow them to murder their own children? And then, if that's not bad enough, illegally, by the way, there is no constitutional provision. There's no constitutional provision in the abortion, so you can go ahead and bark up any tree you want to, folks. There's no debate. There's no argument. Thou shalt not murder means thou shalt not murder. Okay? 2013 of Exodus. Okay? Common sense comes into play. But with that said, what's interesting is they illegally sanction the murder of the innocent. And the point that I want to make is anybody that protests those that are murdering the innocent in the womb, The federal government somehow or another gets in there and they go attack the people that are protesting, those that are murdering their own children. Isn't that insanity? That's the definition of being hell-bent. Oh my goodness, folks. That's going beyond searing your conscience. When you go that far, you have to ask the question, are they salvageable? And I'm not putting it beyond the Lord in any sense of the word, but I am saying that there is a point where in His Word He tells us to do to them what they mean to do to others. In judgment. You know, in this country, if someone murdered somebody, they used to publicly hang them. I was just in Williamsburg last week, and we talked about that. That was not tolerated in any sense of the word. And if you committed the crime of murder, they would publicly hang you to put the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, Deuteronomy 19:19, not in that order. They would put the fear of God in others not to commit the crime, because if you did, this was what was going to happen. Now what are they doing? Just the exact opposite. They're promoting, they're educating young people. They're giving them games as to how to learn to kill. I mean, it's incredible. Folks, this is not a government by the people under God in any sense of the word. Don't fool yourselves. And I'm not talking about just the executive. I am talking about the judicial as well and the legislative. That is not law. Hey, folks, you cannot create a law against the law. Okay? That's what the communists do. The law was given unto us, common law, to establish what? Freedom, if obeyed through grace, Ephesians 2:8. And I'll tell you what, our forefathers did not play with those that kicked up against the law in any sense of the words. Oh, you should, you should check out some of the Puritans. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Their neighbors did the smallest of ills concerning transgression of the law in the colonies during the founding era. They would immediately take them into court before the judge and settle the case, because they did not want their freedoms trampled upon in any sense of the word. Why? Because of the price paid for their freedoms. Because of the price paid for their freedoms. They understood what it took to be a free people. They seen the bloodshed. They seen the suffrage. You get the point. But let me go back to this point. This is, again, the Gateway Pundit. New. 11 Christian pro-lifers indicted by federal grand jury for blocking access to Tennessee abortion clinic. For goodness sakes, what was the 10th Amendment given for? Since when did the federal government assume authority over the states? And if it does happen within the state where something like this takes place, for goodness sakes, where are the sheriffs to take these individuals, these federal agents, and to arrest every single one of them? And we've seen that recently, too. By the way, good job for those sheriffs that are doing their job and upholding the Constitution. The tail does not wag the dog, Americans. The tail does not wag the dog, but that's what you're seeing. The federal government is overreaching. Constantly. Christian pro-lifers are now being indicted by a federal grand jury for blocking access to a Tennessee abortion clinic. How hell-bent are these people on the murder of the innocent in the womb? And the other question is what about the accomplices that stand back and do nothing in watching these criminals do the things that they do? And yes, you heard me. These criminals do the things that they do. Hey, folks, let me ask you the question. 1-866-582-9933. Can anybody please show me constitutionally where anybody that represents we the people received delegated authority from we the people to murder their children? Can somebody show me that, please? Because I can't find that. 1-866-582-9933. Oh, by the way, I wanted to highlight this before we get to the next point. The 11 Christian pro-lifers indicted are also adults and children that were standing up against corruption and protecting the baby in the womb. that was fearfully and wonderfully created by our Creator. Read Psalm 139 when you get a moment. Isn't it interesting, too? Tim Brown, I believe, just did this. I'm not sure. I haven't opened it up, but on sonsoflibertymedia.com, forgive me, it was actually Daniel Greenfield. But Biden's, isn't it interesting? The headline is Biden's DOJ. Hey, folks, I want you to look at me. Since when was the DOJ accredited or labeled to be that of the president constitutionally? Since when did Biden become a government unto himself? Since when did Donald Trump become a governor or a government unto himself? Or where did Barack Obama become a government unto himself? Or where did George Bush become a government unto himself? Or where did the Clintons become a government unto themselves? Or Daddy Bush, where did he become a government unto himself? How is it that he got away with that? Because the people don't take the time to know the difference in reading their founding documents. That's how they do it. And that's why, here comes, perfect segue into Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Exactly. Biden is not a government unto himself, folks. He's a representative of the American people. And by the way, just for the record, as a side note, this one's free. We do not have leaders in America. We have representatives that do what the people allow them to do and nothing more under God, period. Read the Declaration of Independence. There's a lot of ignorant talk going on in the conservative movement and in the church, namely the pulpits. When you hear people talk about the two-party system, get away from them. They don't know what they're talking about. You know what's crazy about that side note? I just shared with you that I was at the archive building where I seen the original documentation and documents, Declaration of Independence. I seen the Magna Carta. I seen the Constitution and other documentation that our forefathers signed and constructed. And what was interesting is when we were there, I noticed that when we walked into the building, they were talking about our democracy. I remember when I was in Philadelphia, now going to Philadelphia, I remember going to the Liberty Bell because I wanted my kids to see who we were, not what they want us to be. And what did I show them? I showed them, look, right in front of the people's faces, they're talking about our democracy. Read what's on the Liberty Bell. My goodness sakes, folks. Leviticus 25:10. When you're at the archive building, oh my goodness, go over, look at the original Constitution, and look at Article 4, Section 4, where it talks about our constitutional republic. We are a people ruled by law, not by party systems. There is no such thing as Biden's DOJ. We're all ruled by law, like it or not. And if we're going to fall for the fact that Biden's a government unto himself, then you deserve what you get. He's ruled by law. And we can see that we have a lawless minion of the devil himself in the people's White House. And those that are around him, his administration, those that have put him in place to do the things that he's doing. He acts like a foreigner, folks. And the reason he acts like a foreigner to the U.S. Constitution is because he is a foreigner to the U.S. Constitution. The man is a known treasonous individual. Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. And until we come to terms with the fact that they're criminals and that they don't have a right to break the law, this is going to keep going on. And so it is. And so it is. Biden's DOJ threatening pro-life protesters with 11 years in jail for civil disobedience? Really? Hey, folks, how many years ago did I continuously reiterate the point that you either deal with them or they're going to unjustly deal with you? What are they doing today? That's exactly what they're doing today, folks. Exactly what they're doing today. Samuel Adams, a son of liberty, said, if ever the time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of experienced patriots to prevent its ruins. Oh, my goodness. Whoa. We got a bunch of, you know what, I could call almost any given church in America right now, and you know where the pastor's at? If he's not at home watching pornography, you know where he's at? He's in a meeting listening to his board members telling him what he's supposed to do next. Well, let me say this. It's a good thing that Moses didn't take a poll before he brought the children of Israel into the promised land. Isn't that interesting? The do-nothings do nothing, and that's why you're in trouble. That's why we got to stand up and we have to do what they fail to do. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, we always like to reinforce our message here, okay? And we always want you to hear it or see it with your own ears and with your own eyes. And I was just talking about how Biden, we already know he's committed the act of treason. And by the way, he committed the act of treason with Ukraine. Now he's committing the act of treason by stealing the coffers, what, hundreds of millions of dollars, giving over to the Ukrainians, and now he's doing it right in front of your face. That's called treason, Article 3, Section 3. Okay, our forefathers used to hang those kind of guys. Now the American people just sit back and they're taught by the conservative of the day, yesterday's liberals, right, to do nothing but name call. And somehow or another, that appeases the situation concerning the transgression. That's insane. To say the least. Did you know that just recently, Epoch Times just highlighted that the CCP runs dangerous police outposts in the United States of America? They're using Chinese police now, folks, in New York. How many times have we brought up Russia and China, folks? Don't you think for one moment Putin's at war with China and China's at war with America? They're all calling for a global order. Just ask the Pope, the little political pawn. Just wanted to share that with you real quick. Let's get back to what we're talking about. The FBI illegally terrorizing more law-abiding Americans. I know that there's some good guys in the FBI right now that are basically very disgruntled with what's going on. If that's the case, then do your job and lawfully deal with the corrupt that are giving you the unlawful orders to attack the innocent. That's what your job is. Don't sit there and go ahead and pull the trigger for the bad guys, and then when your Nuremberg trial comes, you're going to stand back and say you were just doing what you were told. Nope, you swore an oath to God and man that you would uphold the law. Uphold the law with where you're at, and if that's the case, you'll be dealing with the guilty rather than assailing the innocent. That's what your job is. That is what your job is. And you got the American people waiting for you to do the right thing. Okay? I just shared with you that Biden's DOJ threatening pro-life protesters. I'm leading up to this. A couple weeks ago, I highlighted the fact that a family was assailed with guns drawn. The FBI SWAT team raids home of Christian activists as his children were screaming as they watched guns pulled on the family. This is the FBI today. This is the Gestapo, Americans. These are the terrorists. You understand? This is what the Gestapo did, just for the record. They assailed their political opposition, and then they put them in the media as being the enemies to the people and enemies to the government. No, no right from wrong. It's your job, Christians, to know the difference between right and wrong. Ezekiel 44:23. I highlighted that a couple weeks ago. Now we just caught wind of another raid on another. This is all brand new information, folks. The FBI raids home of pro-life advocate who prayed and sang outside of abortion clinic. Is this what a justice system does? No, this is what a system of injustice, a totalitarian, arbitrary system of government, authoritarian, whatever you want to call it, this is what they do. This is what they do. Hey, Americans, get real with yourselves. Get real with the issues of the day. This isn't a game. This isn't a game. The bad guys aren't going to go away. But I do want to say as a positive, let their cruelties, and I'm talking about the lawless and the corrupt, let their cruelties swell our ranks. Because, friends, let me tell you firsthand, they are. They are. And they want to keep assailing you, and they want to keep this out in the ears and eyes, before the eyes and the ears of the American people, because they want to instill fear in you that you might be next. And the fact of the matter is, if you don't put a stop to it, you just may be next. But look at this. LifeSite News, LifeNews.com, FBI now raids home of pro-life advocate. This is just yesterday. Folks, are they going away? No, they're not going away. I guess the new thing now is see what you can do and get away with it as long as your boss says it's okay. That seems to be what's sought for by corrupt men today. That's why they're seeking out incumbency in your government. That's how they become millionaires in a matter of a short term of 2 to 3 years, because they're selling you out. Their $174,400 isn't enough, folks. They're aggrandizing wealth unto themselves as they're working for groups to assail you. That's what's happening, right? Got so many courageous people out there today giving out the number three times. This is what I deal with, Americans. Make yourself sheep, folks. Make yourself sheep, because many of you are. And the wolves will devour. And that's exactly why the wolves devour. Because you make yourself sheep. You have forgotten who you are. You know not the Lord. You know not your history at all, in any sense of the word. Next one. This is a friend of mine. The FBI now terrorizes Ohio pastor. Americans have every right. I'm going to put this on a positive. 90% law, 10% grace. Americans, they just raided a friend of mine's home in Ohio. I just preached at his church 2 months ago. And because he went to the day of insurrection, as they call it, They called up his house at 7 o'clock yesterday morning, told him that this is the FBI. Come out of your house with your hands in the air. A pastor that went to Washington, D.C., that preached a sermon, and he gave a message through a megaphone. 6 misdemeanors and 2 felonies. Hey, folks, listen to me carefully. You have every right under God because your rights come from Him, not from the privileges of the state. You have every right under God to protest corruption. Matter of fact, God demands it and He commands it. That's why we're called protestants. The FBI now terrorizes Ohio pastor. But I'm here to tell you that we have something called the First Amendment. And what does it say? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the Christian umbrella, yes, or prohibiting the stopping of the free exercise thereof. Freedom is the right to do what the law permits, Charles D. Montesquieu, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. That is the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. No unconstitutional agency, no agency within the United States of America, or those that occupy office have a right to violate the rights of law-abiding citizens, but that's what they're doing. I'm talking about the FBI, I'm talking about the ATF, I'm talking about the TSA, I'm talking about the Department of Homeland Security, who has already labeled such people, as my friend in Ohio, as terrorists. Why? Because they hold to the Word of God and the Constitution. Therefore, the law that keeps them free under God. This is insane, Americans. I'm going to take Bob from Texas. Bob, I got 2 minutes, my friend. Please make it quick, and I'm going to take John from Missouri. What say you, my friend?
Yes, what I think of what you do. What I would like you to do is go to commissions, councils, or boards, do the public participation for 3 to 5 minutes to give an example of what all your listeners could be doing at their local boards to get the message to those people, those elected people that don't know what you're talking about. That's it.
Thank you, sir. Let's stay in touch, Bob. Appreciate you. John from Missouri, what say you, my friend?
Good day, Bradley. I just want to point out the reason why those people were arrested and being held. It's not illegally. Those people went on property that don't belong to the United States, and I think we need to identify how our White House was burnt down by those people, and they rebuilt it on property that didn't belong to the United States to make the Queen look like she had the keys. And that's why those people were arrested, because they went on property that does not belong to the United States. District of Columbia is not part of the United States. That's that 10x10 area our founding fathers gave them to oversee what we're doing.
Well, I suggest you do this, John. Yep, thank you. Let's do this. Both Bob and John, I would like to expound a little bit more than just the last minute of the show. I don't know why, but for some reason or another, people love to call in during the last 5 minutes of the show. And I know that we're hitting the topics. I totally get it, and if that's how you're moved, I'm totally good with that. Folks, I'm really wondering if we shouldn't move this show to 2 to 3 hours. I spend so much time abroad because my payday is being with the people, Luke 19:10, but I see the importance of what's going on here. And what needs to happen here, folks, is we need to be an educated people that are not going to put up with this any longer. And by the way, it's not that the FBI needs to be shunned away. It's those in these organizations and agencies that need to be held accountable for their crimes against the innocent. And instead of the innocent going to jail, they need to go to jail to understand that we the people aren't going to put up with their crimes against we the people. Talk to you in 23.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.